Chapter 6 Tom didn't want to go home. He was having too much fun. All the pirates treated him like a hero.
"The deck is damaged," said Scollop. "We're going to have to dock at Sandy Island."
"Okay," said Redbeard. "We can get some more grog, too."
The rest of the crew cheered. They were very happy. The boat turned and went towards Sandy Island. The sun was going down. All the buildings on Sandy Island were made of wood. Tom followed the crew off the ship. While Scollop found some wood to fix the deck, Redbeard and the others went into a building. It was loud and bright.
"This is the Cutlass Inn," said one of the pirates.
It was very busy inside. Every table was full. In one corner, a group of pirates were fighting. In another, there was laughing and shouting.
"Stay close to me," said Redbeard. "It's dangerous here."
Redbeard found a big man behind a table.
"We need 5 barrels of grog," he said.
The man scratched his beard. "Do you have the gold?" Redbeard showed the man his gold. He nodded.
"Okay. They are outside."
The man led Tom, Redbeard, and the others to a yard. There were lots of barrels.
"You can have these 5, said the man,
and pointed to a stack. Redbeard gave the man his gold.
"We have to be ready to fight the beast," he said.
The barrels were far too heavy for Tom, so he watched as the men rolled them down the hill back to the ship. They rolled down narrow, dark streets full of pirates. It was loud and scary, but Tom was excited. He was walking by a gap between 2 buildings when he heard something.
"Hey, you!"
There was a woman who was leaning against a wall.
"Me?"
said Tom.
"Yes, you. Come here,"
she said. Tom wanted to ask Redbeard if it was okay, but he was too far away. The woman looked friendly, so Tom stopped.
"Hello,"
he said. The woman's smile stopped, and she held Tom's arm. Tom tried to fight, but then a man jumped out of the dark and held his other arm. Tom shouted for Redbeard, but the rolling barrels were too loud. The man and the woman dragged Tom behind a house. Another man stepped out of the dark. He was big and scary.
"Oh no," said Tom. "Crowskull!"